Change. It's the one constant in our lives, yet most of us are terrible at dealing with it. But what if I told you there's a single-page framework that could turn uncertainty into your greatest asset?
Oh, that's an intriguing idea. Are we talking about some kind of crystal ball for predicting the future?
Not quite a crystal ball, but close. We're diving into a book called Evolving Forward, The Adaptive Roadmap Canvas Workbook by Anthony B. Holtz. It's essentially a guide to navigating change in our fast-paced world, and it's got some pretty interesting ideas.
Sounds like something our listeners could use. What makes this book stand out from the sea of self-help and business strategy guides out there?
Well, at its core is something called the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas, ARC, or AARC for short. It's a framework designed to simplify complexity and bridge the gap between vision and execution. Think of it as a GPS for navigating change.
A GPS for change? That's an interesting analogy. How does it work?
The ARC consists of 7 building blocks: opportunities, threats, strengths, weaknesses, direction, action, and review. It's like a SWOT analysis on steroids, designed to be both structured and flexible.
So it's not just about identifying problems, but also about setting a clear direction and taking action. That's crucial in today's fast-paced business environment.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. The book introduces a 5-finger workshop flow to implement the ARC. It starts with a mindset module to align the team, then moves through analysis, goal setting, action planning, and finally a learning loop for continuous improvement.
Oh, I like that it includes a learning component. So often we implement changes without really evaluating their effectiveness. It's like we're afraid to admit when something isn't working as planned.
You're spot on. The learning loop is a game changer. It encourages ongoing reflection and adjustment, which is crucial in a rapidly changing environment. It's not just about making a change once, but about continuously evolving.
That sounds great in theory, but I can imagine some people might be intimidated by the process. Does the book address that? I'm picturing a room full of executives staring blankly at a canvas, not knowing where to start.
Well, you're not far off. The book actually includes a 7-minute quick test to assess an organization's readiness for the ARC process. It's like a pre-flight check before takeoff.
Smart move. So, what kind of organizations or individuals do you think would benefit most from this approach? Is it scalable?
That's a great question. While the book seems primarily geared towards organizations, the principles are scalable. An individual could use these concepts for personal development, or a small startup could adapt them for strategic planning. The key is the mindset of embracing change as an opportunity rather than a threat.
That's a powerful shift in perspective. You mentioned earlier that this framework could turn uncertainty into an asset. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure thing. The ARC framework essentially helps you map out the landscape of change, both internal and external factors. By doing this systematically, you start to see patterns and connections that might not be obvious at first glance. This can help you identify opportunities that others might miss.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about reacting to change, but actually leveraging it to your advantage. That's pretty powerful.
Exactly. And here's a stat that drives home why this is so important. According to a study by McKinsey, 70% of change programs fail to achieve their goals, largely due to employee resistance and lack of management support. The ARC framework addresses both of these issues head on.
Wow, 70%? That's a staggering failure rate. How does the ARC framework tackle these challenges specifically?
Well, it starts with the mindset module, which is all about getting everyone aligned and engaged from the get-go. Then, by breaking down the process into manageable steps and encouraging collaboration, it helps reduce resistance. The learning loop also plays a crucial role in maintaining momentum and support over time.
That makes sense. It's like the framework is designed to address the human element of change, not just the strategic aspects. Do you think this could help reduce the stress and anxiety often associated with major changes?
Absolutely. Well, here's what the research suggests. A study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology found that employees who felt they had more control over change processes reported 29% less stress and anxiety. The ARC framework, by involving team members in the process and providing clear structure, has a similar effect.
That's fascinating. It's easy to forget the psychological impact of change when we're focused on the bottom line. Speaking of which, does the book address the financial aspects of implementing this framework?
Good question. While the book doesn't provide specific cost-benefit analyses, it does emphasize the long-term value of adaptability. Consider this. A PwC survey found that adaptive companies are 3.2 times more likely to outperform their competitors financially. So while there might be upfront costs in terms of time and resources, the potential payoff is significant.
That's a compelling statistic. It really drives home the importance of adaptability in today's business world. Any final thoughts on Evolving Forward and the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas?
I'd say the key takeaway is that change doesn't have to be something that happens to us. With the right mindset and tools, we can take an active role in shaping our future. This book offers a practical roadmap for doing just that. It's about moving from a reactive stance to a proactive one, and that shift alone is incredibly empowering.
Well said. It sounds like this is a valuable resource for our listeners who are feeling overwhelmed by change. Any advice for those who want to start implementing these ideas?
Start small. You don't need to overhaul your entire organization overnight. Begin by applying the ARC framework to a single project or department. Use the 7-minute quick test to assess your readiness, and don't be afraid to adapt the tools to fit your specific needs. Remember, the goal is to become more adaptable, so be flexible in your approach.
That's great advice. And to our listeners, if you've used the ARC framework or have other strategies for navigating change, we'd love to hear from you. Share your experiences on our website or social media channels.
Absolutely. And remember, while change may be constant, how we respond to it is up to us. The tools and strategies we've discussed today could be the first step towards a more adaptive, resilient approach to life and work. It's about evolving not just to survive, but to thrive in an ever-changing world. This has been an enlightening discussion. It's given me a lot to think about in terms of how I approach change in my own life and work. I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. I'm glad you found it valuable. And to our listeners, we encourage you to explore these ideas further. Whether you pick up a copy of Evolving Forward or simply start thinking more intentionally about how you navigate change, the important thing is to take that first step. Remember, every journey of adaptation starts with a single change.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Evolving Forward podcast, where we explore the ideas shaping our world.
We'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What's the biggest challenge your organization is currently facing when it comes to adapting to change? Is it identifying opportunities in a competitive market? Recognizing and mitigating external threats? Leveraging your internal strengths? Addressing weaknesses? Setting clear and actionable goals? Breaking down those goals into manageable tasks? Or building a culture of continuous learning?
Let us know by messaging us here or on social media or via email. We'll share some of the responses in future episodes and explore how ARC could help tackle these challenges. Until next time, keep evolving forward.
And remember, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. Choose wisely. We'll catch you on the next episode.